Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Good day, and welcome to Cross Encounters. As I write this, London is now busy cleaning up from the worst rioting and looting we have seen in ages. The pictures that we saw on our television sets of people running wild in our capital city's streets were shocking and appalling. And then, to listen to the police sirens blaring as they drove down the road on which I live, to the nearest shopping center, which was being looted, was even more amazing to me, as it was right in my own backyard. Now that things have appeared to settle down a bit, the inquest has begun. Questions are being asked of how such events could have taken place in our midst, perhaps even perpetuated by people we know and respect. Listening to the news, I've heard a number of different experts give several explanations for the violence. The government cutbacks, poor parenting skills, social deprivation, lack of education and opportunities for the young, no community cohesion, etc. But I think the most telling answer that I heard was given by a young looter who was interviewed on his way home, and he said something to the effect of, "Why not? It's fun, and we get free stuff. Police can't catch us, so why not?" Now, from my perspective as a pastor, this seems to be a great definition of sin. Whether we are the prime minister, an employer or an employee, or even a looter, every one of us, deep within, wants to get away with as much as we can for our own advantage, as long as we don't get caught. Every one of us is capable of doing horrific things, especially if we believe that we won't get caught. But isn't that the essence of sin? Getting what we want, no matter what it might mean for someone else. Issues like lack of education, no hope among the youth, good parenting practices, responsible government, social cohesion and deprivation need to be addressed. But they are not the real root problem. If we eradicate each one of them, we will still find ways to violate, abuse, murder, and mistreat one another. These are merely the symptoms of something deeper, an underlying problem, sin. And this addiction to sin infects each one of us. As we reflect upon the recent past, we should be ashamed of ourselves. And this shame should once again drive us to realize that we need to repent and ask God to forgive us and our society for abandoning Him. The only cure for this kind of behavior is repentance and a humble reception of the forgiveness of sin offered by Jesus Christ through His death and His resurrection. Knowing and experiencing His forgiveness sets us free to live for one another and to forgive others. London, and each one of us, does not need someone to help us. Let's face it, we're beyond help. What we need is someone to save us from ourselves, and that someone is Jesus. Let us pray. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsels, and all just works, give to us, your servants, the peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be
and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.